right here. Just pay attention to us.
The Middle Children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Well, it started.
It started?
Yeah.
How about that?
I do love that color of green of your necklace.
I have to say, for those of you just hearing it, you can probably just hear the authority in my voice.
It's like an emerald.
It is literally a massive, this is where I go, I'm helping my grandchildren.
It's giving one short day. In the Emerald City.
Yes.
It's giving Luann Teleceps.
That part I wasn't 100% sure about, but.
Well, remember she was the queen of the statement necklace.
Yeah, but she did like, I never liked
she
her.
Did.
It wasn't this. This is very, to me,
that could have been Iris hanging on her closet.
Yeah. Well, I bought it at this antique production house, like big sale that they have.
What?
It's like this place in Queens that's like a big production house.
Okay.
And they do like a monthly or quarterly selling of things.
Like a Silver Cup Studios type
deal?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And I get my ass over there and wow. I find winners.
So it is costume jewelry.
Well, but it is time period specific.
No, I mean, well, what's the time period?
I don't know.
Early 2000s.
Doesn't matter now. This looks older.
What I was saying.
Yeah, what were you saying?
Speaking of Luann Teleceps.
Okay.
There's rumors.
Yeah.
That the new cast of Roni.
Yeah.
And also someone posted this and Luann commented on it with a whisper emoji.
What?
That it's Luann, Sonia, Dorinda, Bryn from the new, okay. Jessel.
Okay.
Aaron.
Okay.
And.
Not Jenna Lyons?
No, Jenna Lyons.
Wow. She was
gone.
A one and done. That makes sense to me.
One and done is gone. Sai is gone.
Really?
And I think Uba is a friend of, is the rumors. But I think that would be such a dream, mixing the old and the new.
That would be a dream.
Because I did miss the old ladies, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I don't want to see rich people my own age.
That's weird. It's weirder that way.
Especially because
I want to see someone who's wealthy who went through a divorce from hell.
Yes, and is now a massive slut. That is what I love.
That's what I love.
Like, I love the Luann and Sonia trajectory.
Me too.
Which also, okay, you know how Sonia always talks about how she has no money and she,
yeah,
like, is homeless, essentially,
yeah,
even though she has that townhouse that she can't sell?
Right.
I saw on the, like, Bethany Frankel Hulu special, Leah McSweeney was on there, and she said that she got paid $250,000 for Girls Trip.
Yeah,
for a week.
Maybe
I'm like, Sonia, how are you not?
It could be money management.
I mean,
I'm unsure.
That would be crazy.
It would be crazy. But, it, you know, I don't. Money is so fickle. Like, what is it? You know what I mean?
It's money.
It's important, but it is money.
It's unnecessary. It's important, but it sucks that it's important.
Yes, exactly. And it's sort of like, who's who, you know? What's what? Where's where? Is how I feel about it. But I feel for Sonia, but I don't know if I believe anything out of her mouth. With love.
Okay.
All right. How are you? How was your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful. It was lovely.
Wow.
My nephew turned 3.
I can't believe 3? What a year. What'd you get him?
I got him a bunch of stuff.
Okay, nothing.
The featured gift was like a big camping play set.
Ooh,
with a fake fire and stuff.
Whoa, Daddy Warbucks.
And then a bunch of like Bluey stuff. He's very into Bluey.
Damn. Was he so pumped?
Yeah, but he's also at the age where he's just like tearing into get. He doesn't know what.
He doesn't know what's what.
Who's he's just like next, next.
Did you
next,
build it then, with him? Oh, good for him. Remember when gifts were like that? Next.
Yeah, I gifts are.
Yeah,
I'm not a big gift. I would rather give a gift than receive it.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It's not that I hate receiving gifts.
Yeah,
It's uncomfortable. Like opening gifts in a public setting
is horrific.
Horrific.
The performance of that is a nightmare.
And I can't fake it.
I'm really bad at faking it. I also am just so uncomfortable that I have to overact that I don't act at all.
Like I can fake anger. Yes. And I can fake sadness.
Absolutely. It's but joy
I,
that's hard.
I can't fake.
I have nothing to pull from.
I can't fake excitement or joy. Mm. Excitement is really hard for me to
feel. I get that.
Feel
I get
or
that.
Fake.
Yeah.
You know, but.
I do.
What are you going to do? I feel like you are good at excitement. You always feel excited.
I do. Yeah, I definitely do. I think I don't like the pressure. It's only the pressure. Like if there's no pressure and I get to be excited, I'm having the time of my life. If there's pressure for it, I just get a little nervous right before because I'll be like, what if I don't do enough? And then they think I don't like it. And, you know, I'll have a little bit of fear.
Yeah.
But I normally push through.
It was also my mom. Well, my mom's birthday is technically Thursday, but
it was my sister's birthday too.
It's an Aquarius party up in here.
I guess. Yeah. She's the second. So on Friday we celebrated.
So I homemade a lasagna.
Of course you did.
And I made a cake.
Stop.
And I did. I've been watching a lot of cake decorating.
Wow.
Videos.
Okay. Of like vintage cakes. They're so relaxing. Oh.
And I tried my hand.
Did you succeed?
I kind of, for my first try.
I have so many friends.
Hold on, I'll find the picture. Hold on.
All my friends are just good at things. And I guess I'm a good cheerleader, but I don't really think I pick up.
Okay, that's the side.
Oh my God. Ugh, this is infuriating.
Ronnie, go. If you can try to get a switch to my camera. Okay.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll just tell you about the first cake I made. Do you want to hear?
Sure.
The first cake I made, I was like, I'm going to make a cake. It was like New Year's or something. And I was like, I'm not great with directions. You know, I give and I go. And I was like, flavored oil, or it was like needed olive oil or something. And I was like, oh, flavored oil. I put in garlic oil.
What is flavored oil?
I put in garlic olive oil.
Why would you do that?
I know. And then the cake, like,
did you knowledgeably do that?
No.
It was a mistake. You didn't know it was garlic oil.
And we like tried the batter and it was like, the batter's bad. And I remember being like, I guess it bakes sweet. I was like, if the batter's bad, it'll just bake sweet.
What the fuck does that mean?
It was just me trying to not believe I had messed up, you know?
Yeah.
And then it didn't. It baked like garlic cake would.
Which honestly doesn't sound terrible.
I feel like
garlic cake, maybe a rosemary buttercream. Now we're talking.
Right. If I had leaned in, which I didn't because I didn't know that.
I made buttercream for the first time too. I didn't realize how bad buttercream is for the human being.
Oh, no. Why? What's in it?
It was 4 sticks of butter.
Okay.
And 6 cups of powdered sugar.
Wow.
And that's basically it. And then like a little heavy cream at the end so it's easier to pipe and vanilla extract.
Yeah. Well, I guess that makes sense.
It's oof.
It'll really get you.
But it tasted fucking divine.
I bet. That's why I
did have to make the pasta dough twice because I made it too dry. And then it wouldn't go through the fucking machine. But, yeah.
You're very, yeah. That's just very impressive to me.
Thank you.
I really mean it. That's like, that's impressive.
I like to make stuff.
I know.
Well, I like to know how to do stuff.
It's such a great quality.
You know, but. What's going on with you? Any massages lately?
Nah. Well, I went home and it was a great trip. And I just got back yesterday. You know when you get back?
I got back yesterday as well.
When you get back, you're just like, I'm back, but where am I? You know, like, how do I get back? Like fully back, just in like the groove, in just feeling.
How long were you gone for?
It felt like forever.
How long were you gone for?
I think
a weekend.
5 days. I left on Thursday.
I left on Wednesday.
Oh.
I get it. Well, I don't really get it when it's like, if I leave the country,
Yeah.
It's going to take me like a month to get back into the swing of things.
Absolutely. I got in trouble on the bus ride.
Why?
Because there wasn't anyone on the bus ride on the way down. And before we got on the bus, this girl was like...
Oh, so the bus, is there no train?
Well...
God.
It's a good bus, though.
Oh.
And it goes right, like, 5 minutes away from my parents' house. Mm. When I take the train, it's like 30 mm-hmm. to 45 minutes, and I either have to Uber, or it's, like, way more complicated, and this bus is just, like, goes right to my parents. It's practically a door-to-door delivery.
Yeah.
And it's a nice bus, but there wasn't a lot of people on the bus. I'm worried this company is going to go under. Tripper, shout
there
out.
There wasn't a lot of people on the train either. I think it's just like not a
travel time. Yeah. So, but the girl before we got on the bus was like yelling at somebody like, you better cross the street, like mind your own business. And I was like, okay. Like, we're all getting on the bus.
Wait,
you know?
Who was yelling at you?
This girl. It wasn't me yet. I come up soon.
Was this girl... Did she work for the bus?
No, she was on the bus.
Oh, okay.
She was just angry, is how I would describe her. I said, okay, that girl's angry. Noted. And then...
Evade.
You what?
Evoid.
Right. And then I'm on the bus and my friend was picking an outfit for her date, which I love to be involved. I love to pick an outfit, you know?
You FaceTimed.
So she FaceTimed. I mean, I have my headphones in, but I'm talking to her. And then the girl was like, and I get it. I mean, I wasn't talking that much because I was scared.
How long were you on the phone for?
I don't know.
Ballpark. 10 minutes, an hour.
10.
Okay.
10. But I still get it. But then she said, it's more like, she was like, I don't remember how she got my attention, but it was like, hey, hey, hey. She was like, I don't have headphones. So end the call. And I was like, you got it.
Wow.
Yeah.
She was upset.
So
she
mad.
Was upset that she didn't have headphones.
I know.
Who was she yelling at before?
Just another woman.
Yeah.
She was upset. Just... So I took direction well and I said, you bet.
I would have done the same thing.
I get that. I was very much like, I actually couldn't even believe I was that person. I was just trying to like see the outfits.
See, I was sitting next to someone on the train, like across the aisle from someone who was FaceTiming without headphones on for like.
That's illegal.
A lot.
That's
illegal.
And I didn't
say a goddamn word.
Right. I mean,
sat there.
Yeah. You sat there and you heard.
And I heard. And I was doing work and I was having trouble focusing, but I didn't say anything.
Oh, that's really nice of you. Do you take the quiet car?
No.
No. See, I normally take the quiet car for that
really?
Reason. Yeah, because it does annoy me when people are on the phone.
It does annoy me, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, you can just, if you have headphones, you can tune it out.
Did you kiss her?
No. No.
That was a joke, but it would have been a fun twist.
Yeah, it would have been a fun twist. No, there was no kissing really at all.
That's too bad.
I know. Whenever I go back there too, I remember the person that I dated when I lived with my parents during the pandemic because I'm like, whoa. And I'm just scared I'm going to run into him, you know?
Oh, I forgot about him.
I know, me too. I only remember him when I step foot into the area. I'll be like, wait. Interesting.
Wait, I was walking in the train station in Albany yesterday and this guy was walking like we were passing each other and then he was smiling, but like we knew each other smiling.
Oh.
And then I was like, do we know each other? And then I looked and we don't know each other. So then I was like,
how did you look?
So I like smiled, like I looked at him and I didn't know.
Oh,
who he
was. Okay. Got it.
But then I like fake smiled.
Right.
And then we both kept walking. But then I like was going into the bathroom and I turned and he had stopped and was turned around and was looking at me and smiling like we know each other.
Okay.
But then I went into the bathroom and then I avoided him for the rest of the train ride.
Interesting.
But he was hot.
Damn.
But I'm like, maybe he thought I was someone else. I posted about it. Nobody responded about it.
Right.
So you know what that means. He's dead.
He's dead. He died. Wow. I'm trying to do a new thing, which is like I'm going to prepare myself to get rejected because I'm going to be outgoing.
Careful.
And like approach people in person.
That's how I got this way.
You got rejected a lot?
Yeah.
You used to go up to people?
I used to be much more open, for sure.
Wow. I've always been closed. Like,
I mean, used to be like a social butterfly.
Wow. I guess I did too. And I used to
like never want to be home.
Oh, yeah.
I used to like, I've taken a real 180.
Loop-de-loop.
Yeah.
Wow.
So be careful.
Okay. Well, I think I'm okay with it because I'm like,
just don't take it in. Apparently, I was taking it in over the years and I didn't realize.
I don't think I'll take it in. That's the whole point of it, is being like, it's not that big a deal if someone is like, no, thank you, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, speaking of hot things that are happening, will this be out after the show, actually?
Yeah. It will.
So never mind, guys. If you did come to the show, then thank you. If you didn't, then fuck off.
Fuck off.
Just and kidding. I don't mean that. But
Patreon.
Don't you dare send me a long thing being like, I was busy because of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, don't.
If you don't.
Don't do that.
Fucking lie.
Don't lie. Don't be that way. Like, here we are doing stuff.
Did you watch the Grammys?
No.
Me either.
Yeah.
But I'm over it. I'm over award shows.
Me too. They're all so fake and stupid.
I just don't. Yeah. I feel like I used to like them.
I never did. I never got the appeal.
I did.
Good for you.
I got like the excitement. I loved like a good acceptance speech.
Well, yeah, that can be really fun.
But now I'm like,
I know.
It's not what I need to hear. No. I think maybe when I was in the closet, it was more like empowering.
I see that. I could see that.
And now it's just like daunting.
Yeah.
Or taunting.
Yeah.
It's
wild. Most of them are like, just keep doing what you're doing. And I'm like, do you even know what I'm doing?
No, it'll be like, anyone can do this. And thank you to my dad, the president of the Academy. That's very that.
Yeah, I do know. So it can be just a lot.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nepotism. It's a thing, you know?
It sure is.
And I get it. Like, I get it. I get it. I just...
Like, I would do it for my family.
That's the thing. I would do it.
So what are you going to do? But... Anyway, should we do a Hallmark?
I really think we should do a Hallmark.
I think we need to be removed from
real life.
Yeah.
Let's go into a magical world that's just fun and exciting.
Yeah.
And different. Do you want me to or you?
Do you want to? You can.
Well, I can. Did you have an idea?
I did have an idea just for a job.
Okay, cool.
So, okay, picture this.
Okay, here we go.
A high-powered...
Yes.
Hotelier.
A what?
Isn't that what you call them? What, Ronnie, can you Google hotelier and read the definition?
Never in my life have I heard that word.
I think I'm using it correctly.
Is there a hotel heiress? That's what
it
sounds like.
No, I think it's like an owner.
Hotelier?
Or like you run the hotel.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Hotelier?
Like
it's a French word.
H-O-T-E-L.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I-E-R?
It just says that's how you say hotel in French.
That can't be right.
Hotelier is a person who runs or owns a hotel.
Someone who runs a hotel.
You never see the hotelier who is responsible for hiring and managing staff and keeping things running smoothly.
That is exactly the word I was looking for.
I don't know if anyone can hear that, though. But
okay, so it is a person that runs the hotel and does all the hiring. Oh, God, I'm getting smart.
You really
are. Let's be honest about that. Okay, a high-powered hotelier.
Damn.
Okay. And she's not the heiress because she earned her way here.
Thank you.
She started working at Motel Sixes.
Ugh.
Around the country, and she went to Hampton Inn, and next thing you know, she's at a Hilton.
Exactly.
She does some boutique hotels in Montreal.
Ooh.
Then she went to Vegas, and she started working at the Bellagio.
Bellagio.
And now she is the
hotelier
of the Four Seasons in New York City.
Wow. The Four Seasons.
The Plaza.
The Plaza Hotel.
Okay. So she is...
Wow. Doing well.
Doing well. She runs the fucking show. She's head bitch in charge. Her name?
Yeah.
Callista.
Callista. Oh my God. Callista?
Smockhart.
Wow. Smockhart.
Not to be confused with Callista Flockhart.
Absolutely. Callista, damn.
Okay, so Callista, doesn't that sound like she'd run a hotel?
Yeah, it really does.
And then, of course, her co-hotelier.
Of course.
Is... Gay? He's gay? Is that what you're saying?
I was going to say he is gay, though. But it was going to say maybe Garrett? No.
No.
Okay, lose the G's. Finnegan? I always think of like, okay.
You think of what?
What?
I always think of Billie Eilish's brother.
Oh. Who doesn't say a word during acceptance speeches. He just lets her go.
Why should he?
I guess, but I'm like, we could share a little.
Well, he knows.
He knows. I guess it's like, who wants to hear from him? But I would think she would. Anywho, your name is... I can't. It's
just
like,
think of a name.
Okay. It's everything's generic. Okay. What about Trey? I don't know. I lost it. Justin.
Okay. Trey.
James.
Trey is fine.
Trey is actually fine. Trey Troubles. I like Trey Troubles.
I give you Callista and you give me Trey Troubles. I sound like a wannabe rapper. That has rich parents. And I'm Trey because I am like Christopher Von Kensington III.
And what's so a hardworking name? What's a hardworking name?
My name is Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Von Schnoodles.
Button. Okay. Von Schnoodles. All right. Benjamin.
So Callista Schmockhart and Benjamin Von Schnoodles.
Okay, love.
And we're working hard.
So hard.
Because guess what?
What?
It is going to be Valentine's Day. And.
Oh my. Here we go.
It's
going to
be Valentine's Day.
So
and it's
love.
Coming up. It's not for like a month, but.
It's nice.
It's coming up pretty quickly. And yeah. The thing is, every year we throw the annual Cupid's Arrow Ball.
Yes.
At the Plaza Hotel. And the Cupid's Arrow Ball is a gala.
Gala.
To raise money for the American Heart Association.
Yes.
Which is in desperate need of raising money ever since Demi Lovato performed Heart Attack. And it was a PR nightmare.
A nightmare.
And so they were like, we want...
Yeah.
The classiest affair.
Sure.
Money can buy. But not too much money because the money should be being spent on hearts.
Yeah.
But needless to say, and we say, no heart decorations. You know, this is the Plaza.
Right, right.
Okay, yes, we can incorporate pinks, but in a classy way.
In a classy way. Don't, not too much.
We don't want a craft. It's not arts and crafts.
No, it's not.
We're hiring the best in the biz. Okay, so we are the best in the biz.
Classy hearts everywhere.
Classy, yes. And we don't want to
cheapen it.
Mm. We don't want to hurt the feelings of the
guests. Not.
And so we're like, we need to come up with a theme. They're like, what
you
should
have
the
to theme, have a
theme be? And so we're trying to come up with a theme. Yeah. We're having a hard time.
We're like, we're two in the box. Like, let's think outside the box. Everyone's thinking hearts. Everyone's thinking candy. Everyone's thinking love, you know?
I say Jeeps.
Interesting. I did see a pink Jeep the other day.
Was it?
It was just pink.
Jeffree Star.
Could have been.
And we say no.
No, that can't be it. What if it, we also want the heart thing attached.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe we do a Broadway theme. We have some Broadway
performers. Broadway is always fun. I mean, who doesn't love someone who can really belt, you know? But listen, a lot of people will buy hope, you know, and a lot of people, the idea of love, they're going to buy it.
That's what every guest at this hotel is
here for.
Here for.
So yeah. Maybe it's like, you know how a heart can die, but then they shock it back to life?
Yes.
Maybe this is like, we're the shock factor. That if your love is dying. Okay. I actually thought this was genius. Actually thought it was a really good idea.
For a room full of heart attack survivors, you want to be the paddles that brought them back to life at one point?
Well, I don't want to hold the paddles.
For a good time.
Yeah. Okay.
It seems exactly like what Demi Lovato did.
I would be guilty of what Demi did. I would be like, this is going to hit. And then I'd be like, this was a mistake. Okay, so forget that idea. That was a joke. That was a test. And you actually passed. So congrats.
Thank you. And we're trying to come up with things.
We're really trying
to come up with things that's not working. We get called into the boss's office. Okay, Steve Plaza.
Absolutely.
Eloise's father.
Yes.
And he sits us down.
Yeah.
And he says, okay.
Okay.
Give it to me. What's the theme? What is the decoration? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, what's mm-hmm. the music? What are the vibes? Mm-hmm. And Calista's going to take the lead on this pitch.
Yes. And Benjamin set me up for the slam dunk. Give me that layup, that alley-oop it.
Go ahead, Calista.
Okay, after you, Ben.
I think Calista should do it because she gets paid more.
That's rare. But for that reason.
It is rare.
It is rare. You know, and I think that it's almost like it starts with like, bum, bum, bum. Like it really.
What starts?
Bum, bum. Just the pitch.
This is the pitch.
I'm setting the pitch. Bum, bum, bum. I'm laying down a little vocal because I'm going, I can't even describe it. It's more a vibe you have to feel. It's like bum, bum, bum. So the instruments, who doesn't love a violin? We have a string quartet. Absolutely. Okay. A string quartet. And then.
And what's the theme?
The theme. Right. So the theme.
What are the decorations?
Going to be. Yeah. So, well, I'm actually glad you asked that.
What's the invitation going to say?
Absolutely. So for the invitation part, that's where we're like.
We've had a string quartet every year.
Yeah. But I was thinking about changing it. And I was like, no way. Actually, that works. And Ben was like, that actually does work. So we are going to keep the strings, I think. Now, the invitation. A lot of us. Here's the thing about invitations. Mm-hmm. Less is so much more.
I couldn't agree more.
Less is so much more.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it has more possibilities. So hear me out.
Okay.
The card is blank. Ah, interesting. The card is blank. Or is it, Benjamin?
We would prefer to have something on the card that kind of... tells them how to donate.
Yes.
And also some information about mm-hmm. the date and time. Mm-hmm. These are some people are older, so they're not necessarily as computer savvy.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of old school New York money. So they do appreciate a very nicely designed invitation.
So the invitation is blank. You open it, there is an invitation that isn't blank.
So it's an envelope. So the invitation is inside of an envelope?
You could call it that.
Okay. I do like that.
Good, right? That's kind of good.
Yeah. We did that, I think, last year.
2 years ago. Yeah.
Two.
So now when we were thinking about the theme,
yeah,
you know, you don't want to hit him over the head with it because also, you know what I mean? So we know what the theme is, obviously. Ben and I are locked on the theme. But for the card, I like a mystery. So the card is a gorgeous sort of pink color. And then it has the word just love on it. Love from your heart. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I think, what do you think?
The invitations are supposed to go out tomorrow.
Perfect. Yes. Which is good. There isn't much to write.
Do you have a guest list?
The guest list is...
What color tablecloths are we doing?
Well, I was thinking pink. But okay. Also white.
Okay. It kind of seems like maybe we're a little uninspired here.
Yeah, we're having trouble this year, if I'm being honest.
It seems like you both came in here with nothing
it does
to present
like that.
To me.
Yeah.
The owner of the Plaza Hotel. Eloise!
Oh! Yes, Daddy.
I'm just kidding.
Oh,
she's not real. That, oh, wow. Yeah. But anyway,
that was to get kids in the hotel. Brilliant PR move.
Thank you. So yeah, I do think we're gonna have to do something about this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send you both.
Great.
Okay. Can I ask you both a question? I'll start with you, Calista. When was the last time that you were in love?
Love? That's a funny. That's
romantically.
Oh, romantically.
No one wants to hear about the guy at the bagel shop.
Okay, but that was actually pretty
loving bagels deep. Does not.
Okay. Love. I guess I would say 12. It's been
12 what?
A dozen years or so.
12 Oh.
12 years.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's not to say I didn't, you know, encounter loving moments along the way.
I don't care about those.
Yeah. Okay. You're talking like a relish.
Well, I just,
yeah.
As the heads of the sort of Valentine's Day gala,
yeah.
You know, before you, we had that woman.
Oh, that woman
who had been in love.
She had been in love a lot.
Yeah, she got married 11 times.
Well, and that's really, I mean, I can respect a woman that says, the shark's in the water and I'm going to go back again type vibe. But
also, Okay, it seems like neither of you know anything, especially because, what's his name again?
Ben
yeah. Has been asleep since we entered the room.
Well, he didn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's none of your...
What was he doing? Because this night, presentation is garbage.
Yeah. Well, I think he said that he was going to go look at crystals. And sometimes he gets super fixated on crystals.
Crystals?
Yeah.
He wasn't sleeping because he went to go look at crystals?
Yeah.
Okay. This is more dire than I thought. I'm going to send you both to... A small town.
Oh.
You know, and this small town is in New Hampshire.
Wow. I've never even been.
Yeah. It's called Broken Aorta.
Wow.
New Hampshire.
That's.
Which is, you know, an interesting coincidence. But listen, this town, I think you both could learn a lot. And it is also the home of where I think we should hold this year's American Heart Association gala.
Wow.
I think we take it out of the city. We take it away from the plaza. We take these old New York yuppies and we send them to New Hampshire.
Wow.
We give them a taste of the North Country.
Simple. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we...
yes.
And we, you know... Wow. You plan it.
Of course.
So I've never actually been there, but I've heard amazing things from Cynthia. Your assistant turned my girlfriend.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah. And so she was actually her idea to send you
was it?
Guys there. And then Cynthia is standing behind him and gives a little wink.
Yeah.
And so there's a helicopter waiting on the roof.
The roof.
So absolutely. If you could take your pilled out friend and maybe get up there. And
great.
And yeah, so the event is going to be in 3 weeks.
Great.
And let me say one more thing.
Okay.
If this is not the most fun gala I've ever been to, you're both fired.
Wow. That last part, I feel like I don't know if you meant it.
What part?
The part about, you know, we always talk when we've talked.
The firing part?
Just about pressure and like that can be hard creatively.
Well,
so
some people work better under pressure and you don't seem to be working well without it.
Okay.
That's, so I think putting it on you is kind of the only other option.
Okay. I hear you and I see what you're saying and I will try to see how I can do
Well, you better.
I'll definitely do a good job and
pretty hard
as well.
Because there's one more thing.
No,
The American Heart Association.
Yeah,
really doesn't want anyone at its helm that doesn't know how to love or be loved.
They said that specifically.
They did.
Wow.
They said we can't have two single losers running the party.
Did they say losers?
Those were.
That's a direct quote.
That was their words.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
They said even worse.
Did they?
I made it a little nicer. I left out the adjectives before losers.
Great, good.
You know?
I don't want to know.
I don't think he's that fat, but they did. They said that. But anyway.
You know.
So if you're also not in relationships.
In 3 weeks?
At the gala.
Wow.
I'm afraid you're also going to be fired.
That's great. That's good.
But if you get it done,
then a raise, perhaps
you get a promotion.
Wow, that's exciting.
You will share my job because I'm thinking of kind of taking my hands off a bit and spending time with my lover, Cynthia.
Your lover, right, Cynthia? Good, great.
We might go to St. Martin and hit the beach.
That sounds like fun. She's not as fun drunk, I'll tell you that.
Well.
But that's up to you.
She is. She does butt stuff when she's...
Wow. You're into that.
Yes.
You love that.
And so is she when she's drinking.
For everyone's consenting.
My butt, so don't worry about that.
That's a party. And I didn't mean it that way.
What way?
I don't even know. Just talking about your butt in general, sir.
It's fine. Everybody talks about my butt.
Great.
It's known.
It is exciting when a man has a bubble butt. I will say that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, to the helicopter we go.
Yeah. Why don't you guys get up to the helicopter? Do you want to take over?
Yeah. And so I'm like, we get you on the plane. I'm like, Ben, wake up. I slap you. And I'm like, Jesus.
I was faking it the whole time.
Okay, you heard everything?
Yeah.
You were faking it? Why couldn't you have helped us carry you to the helicopter?
I didn't have anything to say.
Okay.
Oh, and then that.
You were literally dead weight.
I didn't
want
to walk up. I might as well milk it for what it's worth.
God, I really think Cynthia blew out her back.
Well, it sounds like she's been blowing out his back, so it's nice that she gets a turn.
Yeah. All right. Listen, you heard everything?
Mostly.
Okay, so we have to plan this gala in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the place is called. Artery.
Aorta.
Aorta. Myalgia.
No.
No. Aorta something.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and we have to be in relationships by the time the gala starts.
Yes.
That's the part that I'm really feeling worried about.
Yeah, well, I can't imagine there's a lot of homos up there.
I can't imagine there's a lot of single people up there. I don't know why I always think people aren't single in small towns, but they can be.
Yeah, they can be.
They definitely.
I think they get married young sometimes.
Yeah.
Maybe we can get some recent divorcees or something.
I'd love that. That would be fabulous. Well, let's take some drugs and sing some karaoke, shall
okay.
we? That's how we like to fly. If you had to sing karaoke, what would you sing?
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves.
Wow. How does that go?
I can't do it right now.
Okay.
Why? Are we doing it?
I was just thinking about karaoke for some reason and like what song I would do.
Maybe you should focus on the project.
So then we get there.
This is how we got
project.
Here.
This is how we got here. So now we've landed. And I hate to tell you because it's February, but it's cold. It's cold in New Hampshire.
It is.
Okay. The wind is winding and the snow is snowing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm like, I wasn't ready. I'm not even wearing a jacket. I'm going to be.
Which is strange because we came from New York.
Yeah. But right up from, you know.
Yeah. Well, I told you.
You were passed out.
No. Remember we were talking.
Yeah.
When we got to the plane.
What did we say?
I said, take a coat.
Okay, good idea. Well, I forgot.
It's January in New York.
Okay, so I'm wearing a blanket. Okay, the blanket that I use on the plane. And you're with me as well. And we're getting off and we're looking around. You know what I mean? And all of a sudden, I'm like, monsoon. And I almost start running. And then I realize it's not a monsoon. It is a shadow, but it's a powerful shadow.
Where are we?
We are now inside the airport.
Okay.
That we landed at. And we are by the doors of claiming, you know, where it's like get in a taxi or like someone will claim you.
We're leaving the airport.
We're about to leave the airport. Exactly.
The exit.
We are at the exit. We have our bags. We have our bags. And I'm like, monsoon. And you're like, that's not a monsoon. And then I'm like, well, what is it? It's a shadow. It's a very big, I don't know if I can describe, like a big shadow. Because, you know, the white lights of the garage, kind of, mm-hmm. the overhead of the exit. Are at such an angle that this shadow is, first of all, I mean, I thought it could have been a mountain because it was just, it really, now that I am thinking, I'm like, wow, that's a mount, that's a sturdy mountain if it's a mountain, you know? And I'm looking up, 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 up. I'm like, that's a foot. This is a body.
What?
If that makes sense. This is a man.
Okay.
The reason I know that is the boots are sort of like working boots, if that makes sense.
Where's he coming from?
I haven't even gotten to the shins yet. I mean, the shins are good. Like, it's a dark jean, kind of like a leather jacket, which is brave because it's cold, but he might just be strong and has, you know, like warm blood in his body.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can see his forearms, which are bulging. Bulging.
That's nice.
It's really nice to see, you know, in a forearm. And then what I would call like just a well-kept beard.
Okay.
Like well-kept.
Okay. Okay.
Like a dark brown. He's kind of has like shaggy dark brown hair too. I would say like authoritative eyebrows, if you will. Like they're making a statement. And what I could only say is green hazel eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
If I were a betting woman, I know we're in New Hampshire. The doors are probably, I don't know, 7 feet. And I'm looking laterally across and it's nighttime. He's probably 6, like, I mean, 6'2", 6'3". Wow. Yeah.
And is he imposing? Is he holding a... What's he doing?
What is he doing? Well, he is holding a sign.
Okay.
That says Plaza.
What? It just says Plaza?
Plaza.
Interesting.
Like the Plaza.
I get it. But I'm like, that's weird.
Yeah.
They usually would put our names.
Sure.
Not just a one word of the name of the company we worked
at. I don't think he knew who was coming, you know? Perhaps.
I'm like, maybe Aubrey Plaza is coming.
Oh, no, it's for us. And I'm like, hello? And he says, and he knows our names. He's like, Benjamin.
Calista.
And then I say, yeah, sorry, I'm so, so freezing. He's like, not a problem.
He's like, why didn't you bring a coat?
Yeah. And I'm like, ugh, everybody.
He's like, did you not bring luggage?
I guess I did. I forget what I packed.
Okay.
You know?
And he's kind of upset. Not upset, but he's like, it's going to be a long couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's definitely like feeling whatever. He's like, why don't we go to a diner? And I'm like, God, you're speaking my language. So we get to this diner and there is a man working behind the counter.
What's the man's name that drove us?
Yeah, the man who drove us. God, his name.
And who is he?
Yeah, who is he? So he is actually...
Maybe he owns event space.
He owns the big event space at the town center. And he's already been talking to, you know, just because we need enough mayor. Space. And he's the mayor is the main thing, I think, about Mr. Matt Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Who's the mayor?
Sounds wealthy.
Mayor Mount Montgomery.
Matthew Montgomery.
Yeah. Like, it kind of has a cute ring. And he's really sweet. Really just a sweet guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Low voice. Okay. So we get to the diner. We get to the diner and there's a guy behind the counter who, dare I say, is being a goof. Okay. He's like doing a whole routine. He's doing like a whole routine.
What kind of a routine?
Just like a funny sort of silly routine. Like
I need you to elaborate. What does that mean?
He's like,
what is a funny routine at a diner?
He's like, welcome to the diner. Grab your apron. Get your butt in the kitchen. I'm just kidding. Why don't you folks have a seat?
I'm so annoyed.
Okay, well, I'm in love because that's a fun energy.
I love that for you.
Thank you. He's like, why don't you guys have
a... And I'm like hungry. I'm like, can I get a BLT?
Yeah.
What is this song and dance?
He's like, well, the BLT comes with a song and dance. Are you sure you want it?
No. I'll take the fries.
He's like, okay, but those ladies have long legs. And he grabs two fries and he kind of kicks them.
And I say, are you on Molly? What's going on?
He's like, sorry. I'm Dennis Ducan.
Dennis Ducant.
I'm Dennis Ducan. I'm Dennis Ducan. Ducan. And I own this diner. Welcome to town.
Thank you.
You must be new.
Yep. I'm Benjamin. This is Calista Schmackschmark.
How do you do?
We are from the Plaza Hotel in New York City.
Maybe you've heard of it.
That. And this is this brawny Matthew. Man is, and he's like, oh, I know Matthew.
Of course I know Matthew.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, what did you say your name was?
Dennis.
Dennis. And I'm like, sorry, which one's the gay one? I'm confused.
I know. I feel like you don't like the diner guy.
Was the diner guy for me at any point?
They both were just, I thought they would be fun. I'll take the diner guy. I like Dennis. I like that energy.
And then they're like, what are you guys talking about?
we're like, sorry,
we've done this before.
We always call dibs.
It's an icebreaker. It's just an icebreaker.
Pretend you can't hear. They're like, okay.
And they're like, well, if you want to know which one of us is gay.
Matthew is famously an open gay mayor.
I love that. I'm like, wow, they're really breaking boundaries.
In New Hampshire.
And hearts, ironically, in aorta. And Dennis, you're pretty tall for a diner owner.
Right?
And he says, yeah, I'm 6'3".
Wow.
It runs in the family. My dad was tall as well.
Oh, wow. So interesting.
And I'm like, doesn't it hurt your back to be constantly bending over that counter?
Yeah. He's like, you get used to it. And I feel the tension is mounting.
Between who?
I don't know.
He's not the gay one.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just like his vibe.
Okay. And I'm like, I've never gotten her taste. Anyway, we're here from the Plaza. We're throwing the event.
Right, the event. Oh, yeah. And we're here because we're starving. So he's like, let me whip you up one of everything. You can try it all. Which is so fun. I love that.
At a diner?
Yeah. Okay, a little bit of
this. The menu's a catalog. I know. I'm like, so we're fat. Okay, thank you.
He's like, I'll bring a little bit of this, a little bit of that. How about that? How about that?
How about you bring me a little bit of a BLT?
And a BLT.
And a lot of BLT.
Okay, I get it. And Matthew's like, I love BLTs too.
Yeah, they're a popular sandwich.
Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're on most menus, I feel True. Like. It's probably one of the most popular sandwiches in America, I would assume.
Yeah. I hope I'm a BLT as a mayor then.
What?
Just popular.
Have you been mayor for a short amount of time? I feel like you've already mentioned it a couple times.
I'm excited about it. I just got re-upped.
Re-elected?
Yeah.
Was there anybody else running?
No.
Okay.
But they still have to vote. It's democracy.
Yeah. But how many people voted?
I don't know. They didn't release the count.
That's weird. They usually would say that.
Would they?
Yeah.
Well,
they say that.
Have you ever been in charge of anything?
Yeah. I'm in charge of the Plaza Hotel.
That's nice.
In New York. And I had some management experience, obviously, before that. And yeah. I'm in charge of my own emotions.
Oh, well, that's very impressive.
Yeah.
I should show you the town center at night. We still have like lights up and it just looks really like pretty. Like,
okay. Let me be clear. We're going to want to take those down and we're probably going to put up some lights of our own.
Okay.
Not to be rude, but
yeah. Do you want to see them first?
I'll see them.
Thank you.
As I take them down.
Okay. Well.
But yeah, I could. I would love to see them.
Did you bring, like, what kind of lights are you thinking?
Well, are there stores here?
Yeah.
I was going to probably go.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to buy some.
That's cool.
Yeah. We're expecting 500 people.
Okay. That's good.
Is there hotels here?
We have a few inns. A few inns, as well as a hotel. But we also could just fly people back that night.
That seems crazy.
Is that crazy? You guys, you want them to stay here?
Would you
want
to go fly to a party and then come back?
Probably not.
No.
Okay. I'll figure out the rooming situation.
Hopefully there's enough for everyone, including each of us, to of have individuals. Because I would hate to have to share.
Yeah. No, of course. I can, there's a few different, you know, we can, okay. well, sorry, can I, do you like.
This is getting too realistic of a conversation I would have.
Okay, yeah.
Just kidding.
Do you want to, if you're here tonight still, like grab.
Still.
We
just got here.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure. I'm not.
Are you confused? What do you think is happening?
I was just wondering if you wanted to get dinner.
We're at a diner having dinner.
Tomorrow. If you wanted to get dinner tomorrow, just you and me.
Maybe we should try to get some work done first, and then I'm sure I'll have to eat tomorrow night as well.
So. Sorry.
Calista.
Yes.
Could you maybe join this conversation?
It seemed like it was going so well. I didn't want to interrupt.
It
took a turn.
Well,
it was never on
the
highway.
I'm just making sure we're all on the same page.
Okay. So the page, what's the page?
Dennis.
Yes.
You're catering the event, I'm assuming, because this seems like it's the only restaurant in fucking town.
You got it, champ.
Okay. So it's going to be 500 people.
Wow.
Never call me champ. Okay.
Okay.
And what kind of menus are we working with here?
I was thinking, like, if you could make an edible flower that kind of, like,
what?
Opens, or what food were you thinking?
No, please. They sell edible flowers.
Okay.
What do you mean make an edible flower?
I was just thinking that Dennis could make an edible flower.
Out of what?
Chocolate?
Okay, why don't we focus on the dinner?
Okay, let's focus on the dinner, but I am glad I said that. Okay, so the dinner, I'm thinking, what's romantic? Is seafood romantic?
Okay, everyone get in. Everyone get in here.
Okay.
It looks like I'm going to have to take the fucking reins of this entire event. Because, Dennis, you knew we were coming for 25 minutes. You should have already had the course planned out for 500 people.
Okay.
We want 500 filet mignons.
Oh.
Okay. Steak. Kill a cow if you have to. I saw a bunch on the way in that looked like they were doing fucking nothing.
Okay.
Okay. So
noted.
Slit their throats now. I'll do it if I have to.
That's okay.
Okay. Let's have a couple of amuse-bouches. Okay. Maybe like a red pepper soup and one of those spoons. Do you people have spoons here? Okay.
Yeah, we do.
Like one of the big tasting spoons. Maybe a mini grilled cheese.
Ooh.
Okay. Mini grilled cheese with some tomato. Let's go rustic. Okay.
Okay,
we're in this shithole. Let's do something.
Let's lean in, folks.
To match.
What about
the
wood
theme.
Plates?
Wood plates. I'm on board. Okay. I love it.
I love that.
Are we thinking maybe wood planks?
I love
like
a plank.
Like pieces of,
yes,
of stump.
Yes.
Okay. Which one of you bozos can get me the 500 wood planks? And I want them glazed.
Yeah. Glazed, please.
I don't need anybody getting splinters.
Yeah. Very true.
Okay, so maybe you,
I'm on it.
Calista,
yeah.
And Dennis.
Okay.
Dennis, can we just close this shithole up for the next couple weeks? Because I'm going to need you to focus on us.
He's like, okay.
And I take wads of cash out the whole time I'm talking.
Oh, that's nice.
Okay,
No one will leave feeling like they lost money.
They don't care how I'm talking to them because I'm giving them money.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Which is...
We're the head of the plaza, okay? Right. We got to have money.
Pockets and pockets full.
So you two do that tomorrow, okay? and also come up with the food arrangements. I'm thinking also maybe, what did you say, an edible flower for dessert?
Yeah.
Do something with that.
Okay, love it.
I don't know what the fuck it is.
We're running with it.
Okay, and then we'll need some vegetarian options in case any of those faggots from New York come. Am I right? Am I right? Okay, we're all on board.
And I'm like, God, that's why they pay him the big bucks. Did you see that? Isn't that incredible? I feel like we have a direction now.
And do you think that was hot?
The mayor?
Mayor. What's his name?
Yeah, Matthew.
Yeah.
I did think that was hot.
Thank you. I was kidding, but I did want to see where your head was at.
I'm like,
okay?
Do you take authority like that other places?
No, but I hope you do. I can't be in charge everywhere. Okay.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
I will keep that in mind. Thank you for that instruction.
But nothing weird.
No, I'm not weird.
Kind, but authoritative.
Of course. A strong hold on the throat.
I don't hate it.
Thank you.
Let's stepping on all of your throats.
Okay? Great.
Metaphorically, yes. Until this is done.
Yeah.
Next day. We cut to the next day. Okay. And you and what's his name?
Dennis. What are we doing? We're sanding boards or we're making flower things?
Well, you're not making the dessert. We still have 2 weeks to the event. Yeah.
Well, we were going to practice a prototype.
Well, why don't we focus on getting plates first?
I'm going to do plates first. Yes, sir.
And so you guys are, I guess, cutting down a tree. I don't know.
Okay. We're outside.
That's the problem. I want a classic. What's the rarest tree out here?
Oak. Sorry.
Maple. Okay, great. Let's take that 500-year-old oak and chop it down and make a bunch of plates out of it.
Perfect.
Because I want it to look fresh.
I like that.
I don't want to use a dead tree.
No.
Okay, so cut down
the fresh tree.
The fresh tree. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Then let's glaze that fucker up.
You got it.
Okay, and so that's what you guys are doing.
Okay, that's what we're doing. Are we flirting? Are you doing this?
You tell me.
Do this scene with me. Oh, my wrist is getting...
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sanding the wood.
Oh, I'm glazing.
Oh, cool.
So you're doing step one and I'm doing step two.
What a good team we are.
Yeah, it's great. I usually cook.
Your wife must love that.
She died.
A widow?
Am I a widow?
You are.
Yeah, she died.
I'm so
she
fell sorry out a window. To hear that. She fell out a window?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Widowed by window is a joke I make sometimes. She was sleeping and it was my fault because it was hot and I said, let's pop open this window. And she said, we should put a screen in that window. And I said, we will. But she had a nightmare.
Oh no.
And fell out of the bed and out the window.
Yeah.
And landed on a fence.
Wow.
Yeah.
Small yards and... Yeah, I'm sure. I'm so sorry.
No, actually, we have a couple yards. I was going to put up the fence. It was leaning against the house.
Oh.
So it was kind of my fault in a couple of ways.
I'm so sorry.
The good news...
How long ago was that? Yeah.
That was 2, 3, 4 years ago.
That's a solid amount of time.
That's appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
4 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure...
We were just married, so I didn't even know her that well.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know, she was hot.
That's so traumatic. Oh. What's hot for you? How would you define hot?
Brown, her hair, curly, statement necklaces, bold lips... blue eyes.
Yeah. Wow, that's
funky
a rare
style. peculiar earrings that don't match each other or a little different in some way.
Yeah.
And dyslexic.
Wow.
I really love
you go for that.
That because
they're hard workers, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. And I have, you know. I just, I'm into that, so.
Oh, you like, wow.
What about you?
What's my type? I like a goofy guy who can just have fun.
Oh, I forgot I'm goofy.
Yeah, just have fun.
Bull!
God, you're so goofy.
I know, right? Yeah. That's boing.
Wow.
Yeah, so how long have you been working at the Plaza?
The Plaza?
I once wanted to get a room there just to jump on the bed.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's so
expensive. I love jumping on beds.
Do you?
Yeah, that's my personality type.
That's definitely, you're connected to your inner child.
Totally. I got a Tempur-Pedic and that's how my wife fell off.
Oh, sorry.
But that's why I got a Tempur-Pedic, because I was jumping on the bed when she fell out.
Wow. So you almost sprung her. But in a Tempur-Pedic,
you can put almost a glass of wine and jump.
I love that commercial.
What commercial?
Where they're jumping on the bed and the wine's on the edge and the wine won't spill.
I don't watch TV. I'm too busy writing jokes.
Remember that?
What?
Mattress Discounters, sleep on us.
I think that was probably a local commercial.
Well, it was a great local commercial if it was local.
Because it was Tempur-Pedic is the commercial. Right. So I think maybe your local mattress store used it.
It's an interesting theory.
Because I've never heard of that store.
Your hands must be so calloused having to cook all the
time. They are. And burned.
Wow.
But it's better for glazing.
Oh, good. That makes sense.
So When's the last time you were in love?
Gosh, everyone's been asking me that recently. It's been a while. But that's because I am guarded and also haven't found anyone.
Same.
Yeah. Well, you did find someone at some point.
She died.
Right. So then like a new somebody. That. I can't.
You think you have problems? I found the answer to my solution and she's dead.
Oh.
Well, like I said.
But I think everything happens for a reason. I don't know if that's true with that particular
totally,
thing.
Totally. Yeah. No, I mean, I think so because God bless the broken road, right? I love the Rascal Flats.
Me too.
I'm straight.
That's awesome. That's really cool.
So, and then we cut to the diner,
okay,
which is closed, but me and the mayor are having a meeting. Okay,
love that.
We're planning seating arrangements. We have a chart. It looks like that scene in Ocean's 8 with Sarah Paulson when she works for Vogue.
Yes.
Okay. And she's like moving things around so that she can put, what's her name?
Anne Hathaway
in a special place so that Awkwafina can take off the necklace. Mm-hmm. It looks like that.
Okay, I love that.
Okay, and
love
so that. We're going to put so-and-so here and other people here. He doesn't know who any of these people are, okay?
Okay.
I'm talking about New York elite.
Oh, my God.
And he could give a shit.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
That
is turning.
It's refreshing.
Oh, yeah.
I say, you don't know who Anna Wintour is?
And he's like, no, is she an athlete?
Well, no.
Oh.
Well.
Was she?
She's an athlete of fashion.
Wow. Oh, I'm not into fashion.
I love that.
Isn't that?
I can tell.
Thank you. Oh.
I love that you shop at Walmart.
If it's good enough for Walmart, it's good enough for me.
That's how I get by too.
Really? When was the last time you were in love?
Oh.
Sorry.
Back before when Panera was good. Remember the first time you tried broccoli cheddar soup in high school?
Yeah, I do.
That.
Oh my God.
Before it was expensive hospital food.
Oh.
But that was in love with the soup, yeah.
The soup? Oh, not a person.
No. I was in love with this straight guy that I worked with at the Panera Bread.
Oh.
And he didn't want to date me because he was not gay.
What?
And then he ended up going to prison.
Oh.
Yeah, he had 6 DUIs.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Patrick Mahomes' father. Okay, Super Bowl reference.
Oh.
Which was yesterday and true.
Wow.
Yeah, but anyway.
Doesn't matter.
We're not here to talk about sports, although I could.
As I can, I'm not really that into sports.
I'm not either.
Sewing, knitting specifically.
Oh, okay. Wow. And so we cooking. Have a lot of the same interests.
Yeah.
That's interesting because you're the mayor.
Yeah, but I like to cook on the side.
And tell me about the space that you own.
The space? Oh, of course.
The event space that we're having.
Early on, I just was lucky and I started buying real estate. And
I love to hear that.
Isn't that nice? And then now I own a lot that I can rent out as well as, you know, make money from.
Wow.
It's pretty great.
What's your net worth?
Wow. I haven't crunched the numbers recently, but probably around 6 million.
Oh.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Interesting.
Isn't that fun?
That's great.
Yeah. And I'm like at the point where I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to like take care of somebody, if that makes sense.
I get it.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to nest. I want to build. I want to have lots of quiet, beautiful time.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to get to know somebody on like a deep, deep level, but also just goof with them.
Totally. We montage. Okay, we're going okay, into montage. We have weeks of dates. Okay, dates. We're hanging out a lot in the beginning of the montage. Now we're not hanging out because we're each hanging out with our individual
relationships. Yeah.
Relationships. Okay, and guess what? Getting more easygoing.
Yeah, we really are. You know,
people are asking us questions. We're not caring as much.
And we'll be like, what do you think? And they're like, me?
Yeah, whatever you think.
Yeah, I trust you. Pick the better napkin.
You know, the townspeople are coming. They're helping with the events. We're decorating. It's the day of the gala.
Day of the gala. Wow.
And it is sublime.
Ugh.
Okay, it looks absolutely stunning.
To the nines.
We have...
Yeah.
Tons of white lights.
The lights are a soft.
You know
white.
What?
Yeah.
We don't. I take
okay,
that back.
The light, take
because
it back.
Instead of going, we want color. So
yeah.
We have like, you know, the old fashioned Christmas lights.
Yeah.
The colored ones.
Yes, I do.
We have those, but they're like up on the roof. But then we have a mesh thing over it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like stars.
Okay. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wait a second. I love that.
Thank you.
Wow.
And it looks gorgeous. And there's some pinks, but it's not like too much pink.
Not too much
okay.
Pink.
Yeah, and then we have centerpieces.
The
centerpieces are birch trees going through. There's a cut in the table. Okay. And the birch trees start at the floor and they go all the way up.
I'm obsessed with that.
Okay.
Are you kidding?
Thank you again.
I'm dead.
Maybe there's some soft.
Maybe a soft light or two
colored
on
lights
it.
Up going
maybe
up
a lantern,
the branches. Lanterns.
Dare I say it.
There are lanterns.
I love a lantern.
Okay. And okay. I mean, rustic, but.
But so classy
stunning. The plates.
The wood.
Look better than ever.
Oh,
we've even
God.
Trimmed the bark with gold. Gold leaf.
Gosh.
It's very fancy.
So
and yet
fancy.
Somehow. Rustic at the same time.
It's wild.
This is also a gorgeous wedding that I'm planning.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If anybody wants to see all this for your actual wedding, I'll fucking kill you because it's going to be mine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just kidding. I would not do that.
Really?
Well, maybe. The boss comes.
The boss comes.
With Cynthia in tow with a brand new pair of tits and big old lips.
Oh, God.
Okay, yep. And we're like, oh, Cynthia, see, you're really milking the cow for what this is worth. Well, I killed a fucking cow just to have filet mignons for this dinner to impress the man that you're fucking. Good to see you.
Good to see you, girl.
And then he's like
impressed.
I'm impressed. And then he's like, I am a little worried because you're not in love.
And we're like, yeah, I guess we're not.
And
light
we also
shift.
Look, our seats we're sitting, but there's a seat next to each of us and they're empty. And we're like, where are they?
Yeah, where are they?
We haven't seen them all day.
Lights shift to the corner. And the mayor.
What goes to the corner?
The lights. Oh. Like a light shift, like a light. Light ship.
A spotlight.
That's what it is. Spotlight. And Matthew's like, hello, I'm Matthew. I'm the mayor of this town.
And I'm thinking this is, he's here, but it's just because he's the mayor.
Right. It's just probably because he's the mayor.
And I'm like, and it's nice we have a hot mayor to put on TV. We're also filming this now.
Of course. And the mayor's like, you know, when they asked me to have this event here, I was like, I really don't know if we can hold it. I don't even know if there's that much love here. But then I realized I was talking about myself.
Okay.
And then I realized that maybe I just hadn't been in love in a while. And something crazy happened over these last 3 weeks that we've been planning this event because my heart opened up.
And I feel like David in the scene when Patrick starts singing. Where I'm like, oh, embarrassed this is at first, such a but cringe, also, but also, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, and I met somebody who gets me.
And I'm like, this fucker.
He's funny. He
was fucking dating someone else the whole time I was here.
He's hot. He's, just really ready for I think, something magical. And I wasn't planning on starting this event this way, but Benjamin.
That's your name.
That's your name.
No, it's not.
Benjamin?
You're Benjamin. Am I Benjamin?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Clatissa. Clatissa. Whatever it is.
Clatissa?
What is it?
Callista. Like the famous actress Callista Flockhart.
I'm dyslexic. I can't. That word Clatissa? Is. I can't.
Clatissa Flockhart is a great drag queen name.
Okay, wait. Yeah. But your name is Benjamin.
And your name's Matthew Montgomery.
Yeah, his right? name. Yeah. But that's...
Sorry, got confused.
Okay, sorry. And that's why I want to start this off by saying, Benjamin, I love you. Will you spend forever
what?
With me? He has a ring. And everyone looks at you. Another light shifts to you. And I'm like...
And I'm like, oh my God, if you knew me at all, this would be the exact opposite of the proposal I would want. But
you guys just met.
Yeah, so maybe we shouldn't be getting married. The fact that you thought that I would like this proposal makes me think that maybe we're not right for each other.
You're overthinking. I think you're overthinking.
Yes. Yes, because I need the promotion. Yes.
Everyone stands as a standing ovation. Mr. Plaza's like, they did it again.
And then he goes over to you and he's like, looks like it's going to be a CEO and a CE no.
And I'm sad.
And you're sad. And the night goes on and there is dancing and the flowers come out.
Ooh.
Okay. And it's these big chocolate edible flowers.
Gorgeous.
And they come out with what?
What?
A side. It's like a ramekin, if you will. Of a boiling hot chocolate.
Wow.
And you pour the chocolate over the flour.
Yeah.
And it blooms.
Wow.
Okay. It melts and blooms.
That's incredible.
And you're like, oh, whatever. You're upset, you know? Really maybe upset. You've been drinking, probably.
I'm drinking. I just lost my job.
And you pour the chocolate and you're like, oh, I guess I'll just eat all the chocolate.
Yeah, eat my feelings.
And you pour it and it blooms and there's a diamond ring.
What?
And you're like, Matthew, there's a diamond in my fucking chocolate. And that's when you turn around and Dennis. No, you're yelling at Matthew, the caterer.
Oh.
But Dennis obviously was, involved. And you turn around and Dennis is down on one knee.
What?
And it's a private moment, which is nice.
Does he say anything like really sweet?
And he says,
what does he say?
Clatissa.
Yes.
You are the zaniest woman I've ever known. And you know what? It's a ring. It's a box. Okay, it's the ring box.
It's a ring box.
He's like, and I want you to make me the happiest man in the world.
Okay.
By saying, and he opens it and it's a Jack in the Box because he's goofy.
He's so goofy.
And you're like, And then you notice that there is a ring on the Jack in the Box's face.
Okay, good.
And you're like, wait, hold on. And you wave over the boss.
Okay.
And you're like, I just want him to.
Oh, yeah. Say it again.
To see. And he's like, you are as kooky as I am.
Yeah.
Wacky. Well, you are as beautiful.
Wow.
As I am. Hot in a weird way.
Okay.
you are as kind as I am good at knock knock jokes.
Okay. I think make it more about me.
Oh. Well, it's about you, but it's just to remind everyone that I'm a
part of it.
Golden retriever type.
Oh, cute.
You know?
Absolutely.
As a golden retriever type.
He said it. He just wanted to say it.
I'm so happy to have found my
say it.
Cocker Spaniel.
Oh.
Beautiful, adoring.
Yeah.
And has quite a bite if they're backed into a corner.
Yes.
Which I love about you.
Thank you.
Will you make me the happiest clown?
Okay.
In the circus. And become my ringleader.
Okay. I don't know if...
Will you marry
there
me?
There it is. Yes.
Yeah.
And like, I run to you.
It's like... There's like a bunch of things come out to celebrate.
That's sweet. He did that.
Yeah.
Certainly a choice.
He's zany.
He's goofy.
You were into it when you first met.
I love it now still.
And the boss says, wow, you guys really did it. Well, now you got to tell them that your CEO's the plaza, so I hope the mayor's ready to move to New York.
Oh.
We're like, wow, you really set us up.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, I didn't really think it through. To be honest, I didn't think you guys were going to find love. I was going to promote Cynthia. But since you did... I guess I have to
keep your word.
Keep your word. And that's when we look at Cynthia and she's dead inside.
Oh, she's so dead. She's not there.
And
she's
are we any better than fucking this man in his ass with a butt plug?
No.
We're just as bad as she is.
Yeah, we're trying new stuff.
Fucking giving him his kicks and jollies so that we can be in charge of a hotel that, frankly, I don't even care about.
I don't care about it.
You know,
it's 80% residential.
I hate them all.
I hate them. They're never there, half of them.
The apartment started $2 million.
Silly.
And the, you know, it's not for me.
It's not for me.
I hate it.
It's not for me.
We quit.
We actually both quit.
We quit. And guess what?
What?
I am going to be the mayor's wife. Just like my grandmother.
And I'm going to be the diner darling. The woman married the diner guy who everyone just loves in the diner.
The hostess.
The diner darling.
Okay. And I'll get a job, but I'm pretty rich.
You're doing well
so far.
And so is your husband.
Yeah, he's worth $6 million.
You're done. You're retired.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
And that, what's then we kiss, you know,
yeah.
And Cynthia looks upset and storms out.
Oh.
And that's the end.
Oh my God. And it's called? Cupid through the heart? No. Sorry.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
Heart
attack. Gala.
A gala for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
It's for Lifetime.
It's for Lifetime. Unfortunately, it's for Lifetime.
And that's the only name they would approve.
But that's okay. At least we got one name.
We got one name. And honestly, that was a good one.
That was a really good one. I needed that.
That was a good, yeah.
I feel like I fell in love a little bit.
Me too.
And I needed it.
Yeah, I loved that.
It's beautiful.
Almost as much as we love you guys.
It's
happy
so
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Ish, right? When's Valentine's Day?
I think it'll be, like Wednesday next week. So it's coming up.
It's coming up.
And if you're, just remember, it's stupid. Okay? And we love you.
It's stupid.
Okay?
And it's about as dumb as the whole premise of what I just said. So,
yeah,
we love you.
But we do love you.
And if you love us, check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/middlechildren. Until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.